This is St. Louis Public Radio. Concrete and debris from the construction of the new National Geospatial Intelligence Agency headquarters began piling up outside the door of a school in North St. Louis last fall. Soon after, students and teachers say they started having health problems. In the first of a two-part investigation, St. Louis Public Radio's Ryan Delaney reports on the concerns from parents and staff of the Gateway School complex.
Where's Black?
Oh, Black?
Yeah.
Michael Carson is working with his son Isaiah on spelling colors at their kitchen table. The kindergartner at Gateway Elementary School is happy and healthy now. But when construction began next to the school, the five-year-old started having trouble breathing.
He scared me to death. You know, if you ever had a child laying in bed with you going, hoo, all night long, scary. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, Lord, what am I going to do?
Isaiah missed more than a week of school with a respiratory infection. His parents blame the dust from work at the former Pruitt-Igoe housing development. Last fall, trees from 4 decades of the property being vacant were ripped out. Put in their place was debris from the NGA demolition across the street. Piles of concrete, brick, and rock grew nearly 30 feet high along the fence separating the school's north entrance from Pruitt-Igoe. Carson often drives Isaiah to the school in Carr Square. He started calling it the Dust Bowl.
And I sat there and watched him about 2-3 hours, and my whole front windshield was dust.
School staff say there was a noticeable increase in health problems affecting dozens of students from November through January as the debris piled up. According to information provided by the district, the school nurse fielded 359 complaints from children about breathing problems from the start of the school year until early April. School staff described attendance as deplorable. And it wasn't only students who suffered. The district did not allow anyone at the school to be interviewed, but St. Louis Public Radio spoke with 6 staff members, whose names we're not using, about experiencing sinus infections, coughs, and shortness of breath. Sally Topping, president of the teachers union in St. Louis, says the complaints coming from the school are concerning.
And when you have something like this happen where staff is sick, children are sick, and more importantly, people are stressed out because they're not sure why they're sick, it affects the entire school atmosphere, and it is not good for the children, not good for education.
A St. Louis Public Schools spokeswoman provided us with a statement saying the district was aware of the concerns and, in response, conducted testing and, quote, found no significant impact to air quality at the schools. That test was for mold, not dust particles. But maintenance workers did change air filters starting in early December. The district also held a meeting last month with parents, staff, and the demolition contractor, Kolb Grading. The company agreed to stop piling debris so close to the school. City economic development officials say environmental rules are being followed, and the piles contain what's considered clean fill from the NGA demolition, meaning it did not test high for lead, asbestos, or other chemicals. John Kramer is a professor and air quality expert at Southeast Missouri State University. He inspects homes, schools, and offices for triggers of asthma and breathing problems. Kramer has not been to Gateway. However, he says high levels of dirt and dust being kicked up can still cause health problems.
Any of those kind of things that where your airway is already irritated or, you know, swelling, there's material in them blocking the airways, particulates can always exacerbate that problem.
Eventually, the debris piles will be ground down for future use in the NGA construction. At that April meeting with parents and staff, Kolb said it will wait to do that work until after school gets out in late May and take more steps to reduce dust. Carson and other parents at the meeting say they're skeptical the steps Kolb Grading will take are enough. And with summer school starting at Gateway in June, they're doubtful all the work will be completed when no one is in the building. I'm Ryan Delaney, St. Louis Public Radio.
Part two of Ryan's story.
This is St. Louis Public Radio. A demolition company making way for the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency facility in North St. Louis is storing some of the rubble across the street. The debris ended up next to a school, which parents and staff say caused health problems. In the second part of an investigation into these illnesses, St. Louis Public Radio's Ryan Delaney looks at why, once material was hauled away, air monitoring didn't follow.
Children from the Gateway School complex play outside on a warm spring day. But there were times earlier this school year when teachers at Gateway kept students indoors because, they say, the air quality outside was dirty. Parents and staff say clearing the old Pruitt-Igoe site of trees and brush to make way for rubble from the NGA construction filled the air with dirt and dust. Marilyn, a grandmother of kids at the schools, is baffled the rubble was placed along the fence near the school.
I think it was just totally wrong because of the school. You know, if the school wasn't there, that would have been fine.
We're only using Marilyn's first name to protect her grandchildren's privacy. She says before Christmas, the kids started coming home from school with headaches. We spoke with several parents and school staff and found asthma affected dozens of students and teachers as debris piles rose. Kolb Grading struck an agreement with Paul McKee, a developer who owns the Pruitt-Igoe site, to store and sort the debris there. This summer, it will be ground down and reused in the NGA construction. Neither an executive at Kolb nor McKee would comment for this story. We did reach out to city economic development officials about why the debris ended up near the school.
We were not aware of it, but we did not have a problem with it.
Otis Williams is executive director of the St. Louis Development Corporation. The agency is overseeing prep work for the NGA headquarters. Kolb is its contractor.
I think it's smart for the contractor because at some point he would have to be hauling that material back in. And so it is not something that we would have objected to.
Williams says environmental rules were followed and concerns of school parents and staff have been properly addressed. Kolb stopped piling rubble near the school. During demolition work at the NGA across the street, crews took numerous steps to contain dust. Carrie Bridges, a deputy director at the State Department of Natural Resources, says that included wetting down rubble and monitoring air quality.
That's definitely something that's above and beyond what we normally see.
Air quality monitoring stopped once the debris moved to the Pruitt-Igoe site.
I'm not aware of any requirements once it leaves.
The rubble piled near the school is not considered contaminated. Still, air quality expert John Kramer says that doesn't mean it's not dangerous.
Breathing in particles can irritate the airway all by themselves.
Kramer, a professor at Southeast Missouri State University, says as long as the rubble is piled near the school, something known as fugitive dust still poses a threat.
If you have stacks of material that have been around for a long time, all the wind has to do is blow and it could blow it to the schools.
School staff say their cars were often covered in dust when they left the school. It's against state environmental regulation for dust from a construction site to end up in neighboring properties. A DNR air quality official says the rule is difficult to enforce. Inspectors from the city's health department visited in February, but it had been raining. Kolb only stopped work when parents and school staff complained. Marilyn, the grandmother, says she's worried about work resuming this summer and threatening more students.
Or do money matter more than people? Especially children. They trust us to take care of them, to look out for them. And we're trying to trust Paul McKee to look out for us. I don't think so.
The NGA will take 6 more years to finish. McKee has plans to build a healthcare facility where the rubble piles now loom over the school. Before that work begins, the soil will need to be tested for contamination. I'm Ryan Delaney, St. Louis.
This is St. Louis Public Radio. The nurse at Gateway Elementary School alerted the St. Louis Health Department of an increase in respiratory illnesses in the school in late February. Some parents and teachers blame the health problems on demolition work on land owned by Northside developer Paul McKee next door. But it wasn't until a St. Louis Public Radio investigation last month that many parents and teachers were told of the possible link. St. Louis Public Radio's Ryan Delaney reports.
8-year-old Tania Davis first went to the emergency room in December, wheezing and coughing.
Every time I swallow, my throat just starts feeling, I don't know what it feels like, but it just hurts.
Her mother, Nia Butler, thought it was because of the cold weather. So she bundled her daughter up tighter and sent her off to school. Davis, who just finished second grade at Gateway Elementary in St. Louis's Carr Square neighborhood, has been back to the hospital twice and diagnosed with asthma. Butler only learned nearby demolition work that other parents and teachers say polluted the school's air with dirt and dust could have caused her daughter's health problems from our story.
I mean, it was shocking because I didn't know anything about it.
Davis's day is now interrupted every 6 hours to take puffs on her inhaler. According to a document obtained by St. Louis Public Radio after our initial story, a school nurse reported to the St. Louis Health Department 11 students were hospitalized through February for respiratory problems. Also, 23 staff members were out sick with breathing problems. During the time the nurse says breathing problems worsened, a contractor for St. Louis Development Corporation was clear-cutting land owned by Paul McKee that sits between the future site of a federal intelligence agency and Gateway School. The city allowed its contractor to pile demolition material from the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency construction site on land where Pruitt-Igoe once stood, and just feet from the school's entrance. When a small group of parents and staff complained to the city and school district administrators, the work was halted. Health Commissioner Melba Moore says she sent a team to the school.
I think we did what we were supposed to do. We responded as quickly as possible to get the information back to the schools.
Health department employees inspected the site and tried to compare reported cases of breathing problems at Gateway with nearby schools. Moore says it was inconclusive, and she could not definitively say that debris piles caused the spike in breathing troubles. Moore says it was the right decision to not send out a letter to parents after the health concerns back in February, in part because of privacy laws.
And I will err on the caution of being very careful in that, because you don't want to get parents real overexcited, worried, that kind of thing.
The small group of parents worried the construction was contributing to respiratory problems pressed St. Louis Public Schools to warn other families. A daughter of Megan Betts, who suffers from asthma, made several trips to Gateway School's nurse to use her inhaler over the winter. When the district did not send letters home, Betts resorted to standing in the school parking lot in May, handing out flyers.
I am really at a loss to understand why the district didn't feel that that was important to get out to parents.
A district spokeswoman declined to comment after we asked why letters weren't sent home. St. Louis Public Radio's reporting prompted a city alderman to devote part of a hearing this week on Paul McKee's development efforts to the health concerns at Gateway. Alderman Shane Cohn questioned the executive director of the St. Louis Development Corporation, Otis Williams, about why a city contractor was able to make a deal with McKee to store debris next to the school.
Why are we allowing an open landfill of sorts, you know, next to a city school?
Well, actually, it's not an open landfill, and actually it is.
I mean, it's debris.
Williams pushed back, saying the concrete and brick has been tested for contamination. He says it's only a temporary storage site, and the debris will be moved when summer school ends. Cohn pointed out the city doesn't build schools next to the junkyards and industry along the riverfront.
I wouldn't want, you know, my kids going to school next to, you know, something that's like that.
In the interview following that exchange, Health Commissioner Moore said the piles could be breaking open storage laws, and her department will monitor them for violations. I'm Ryan Delaney, St. Louis Public Radio.
The National Geospatial Agency says it's concerned about health problems at a St. Louis school blamed on the construction of its new headquarters on the city's north side. St. Louis Public Radio's Ryan Delaney reports on a meeting between the NGA's director and Mayor Lyda Crewson.
St. Louis Public Radio first reported in May on the health problems at the Gateway School complex. Dozens of students and staff suffered breathing ailments as a city contractor piled demolition debris from the new NGA West construction site just feet from the school. NGA Director Robert Cardillo and the mayor met last week. The Federal Intelligence Agency says in a statement this week that Cardillo is confident that health and safety issues are being addressed. Meanwhile, a spokesman for the St. Louis Development Corporation says the debris will be moved from the Pruitt-Igoe site to a vacant lot in Illinois this week. That's a major change from the original plan. Initially, the contractor planned to crush the concrete and brick on site and reuse it in the NGA West construction. SLDC says the debris does not contain dangerous chemicals and rules were followed. I'm Ryan Delaney, St. Louis Public Radio.